Good morning. My name is Joshua Seiber. I'm the youth pastor here at White Pine, filling in for Greg Sitters. I wanted to focus on transitions, especially with our high school students heading off to college. In life, we have a lot of transitions, and sometimes those transitions are expected, and sometimes they come at a surprise. And each one we treat like kind of like we're a trapeze artist, like we're about to go through and we just kind of cringe and we hang on and hope that everything works out on the other side and that we don't fall and die in the process. But it's not just our high schoolers that go through transitions. We go through quite a bit of transitions in our life. Our family just went through a transition. Our oldest son transitioned from being at home every day with mom to being in preschool this last fall. And that was a big transition for him. And then some of our students are getting ready to transition to a new school up in middle school and some to high school. Some are going to transition out of the household and off to college, some across the country. Some of us transition into a career after we graduate college. Some transition into marriage or you're going to buy your first home, or you're expecting your first child, or you're going to experience an unexpected transition of a career change or a move, or maybe something hard like a divorce, or maybe you're going to transition into a grandparenthood and retirement or assisted living. Throughout our life, there is transition after transition, and oftentimes, there's a common pattern that these big transitions, especially the larger ones, tends to push us further away from God than we were before that transition took place. And a lot of times, if you look back and you ask people, what pushed you away from God? Or a student that heads off to college, what pushes you away from God? And they say, I just got busy. I just had a ton to do. There was a big to-do list. Or the fact that you not only are busy, but it's also at a time when you leave and you're disconnected from church and you're disconnected from Christian friends. And then you have new influences that come in your life and they push you in various directions. And it's not just college students, it's a lot of those transitions. I remember when we had our first kid, it rocked our world in the sense that it totally affects your schedule. It affects what you're able to do. Their nap times easily dictate your whole day. But in our relationship with Jesus and as we go through life, there's a place where God wants to guide us to, but it doesn't take much distraction and deviation to end up somewhere other than where God plans for us to go. If you were to fly in an airplane from Portland to LA, you might just say, hey, I need to head west. But if you're a pilot who doesn't pay attention to his instruments and you just simply deviate two very small degrees, you end up over 100 miles off your target destination. Or we live in a part of the country where pilgrims, they got thrown off just by a few degrees due to the storms that they hit. And they intended to land in the Hudson River down in New York, which was then Northern Virginia. And they ended up way up here at Cape Cod just because they were off just a few degrees. And it doesn't take much for us to get thrown off in our relationship with God to end up where he wants us to end up. And the problem is, a lot of times during these big transitions, this is the time when we often make some of life's biggest decisions. Think about it, like in college. When you're in college, you determine oftentimes your future career or how much your monthly loan payment's going to be for the next 30 years of your life. A lot of times, including me, we pick our lifelong spouse during this time. Or if you're purchasing a home, you're determining where you're going to spend the next several years of your life location-wise and your social circles. You're determining what your debt level is going to be and what type of job you have to maintain in order to satisfy that debt level. If you're about to have a kid or if you're about to have another kid, you're going to end up deciding what and who takes priority. What's life going to be all about? Because if you don't stop it, your kid is going to scream until you make your kid the priority of your life. I know, because mine tries. You're going to decide who's going to work, who's going to stay at home. Are you both going to work? You're going to decide who and how you're going to educate your kids. But it's like these are all like really huge life decisions that all take place in the heat of the moment of a transition. A time when we often are distant from the one who wants to be a part of those big life decisions. And sometimes our transitions can cause us to lose out on God's ideal plan for our life. And also, a lot of these transitions lead to stages in our life that if we are distant from God, we miss out on using that stage in life for something that's bigger and more meaningful than we do with our time. If you aren't a Jesus follower, a couple things you need to understand is the Bible teaches that we humans were created to live with and for God, which may seem a little weird because we were born really distant from Him. And that's a result of our sin. Jesus, who in the Bible claims to be the Son of God, came to earth as a human 2,018 years ago to pay for our sin by dying on the cross to solve two of our really big problems. One, it allows us to reconnect with God relationally, to live with and for Him again, to fulfill our purpose. And two, it allows us to live forever with God in heaven, even when our bodies die, rather than paying for our sins and being separated from God in hell. Jesus offers to solve these two problems for anyone who simply puts their faith in Him and follow Him. But in life, as we approach these transitions, each of these transitions tempt us to follow and focus on something or someone else other than Jesus. And if we truly want to follow Jesus with our lives, we got to ask ourselves, well, how do we ensure that we remain focused on Jesus through these life transitions rather than veering off? And today I want to invite you to look at a wisdom tidbit that is found in Proverbs chapter 4. So if you have your Bibles or your Bible app, turn to Proverbs chapter 4 with me. And I want to read a wisdom tidbit that is listed in verse 25 through 27. So to ensure that we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, it says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths of your feet and be steadfast in your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil." And we do that by looking ahead, fixing our gaze before us, and giving careful thought to the paths that we take, to the paths of our feet. We got to plan ahead. And we find some common sense tips in the Bible that as we go over these, some of you might say, man, that's obvious. But tips that a lot of times as we go through transitions, we don't apply ourselves. And the first one is found in Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. It says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess," the hope of those two things Jesus promises, "for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another." And one of the ways that we can keep our eyes focused on Jesus through these life transitions is to simply stay connected to a church. Like the church is an organization started by Jesus to be what he would describe as his body, to do what he calls us to do. And it's an organization that, like, it's in our mission statement to push people to follow Jesus. Like, that's what churches do. So if your goal is to stay focused on Jesus, staying connected to a church is a common sense step. But it's oftentimes a step, especially as you head off to college, that we don't put into practice. And we often fall away from, because once you head off into these transitions, you get busy. And you can ask a lot of Jesus-following college students, why not? And they said, well, we just got there and I had a to-do list, and you hit the ground running, which means if you want to be successful through the transition, you have to plan ahead. You have to plan out the paths that you're going to take, the steps that you're going to take. Some really practical things that you can do, parents, with your student before they head off is to simply Google churches around their college and to get talking about which ones might be a possibility. Check out their websites with your students. Search and make sure that their statement of faith lines up with Scripture and that their mission lines up with the mission Jesus gives us. When you get there, ask fellow Jesus followers, student, or ask fellow Jesus followers where they go. And one other practical tip would be you can search for Willow Creek affiliated churches, White Pines of Willow Creek affiliated church, and you can find those in those areas near your college. It would have a similar flavor to us, but you also got to be careful and check out their website to make sure their statement of faith and that their mission statement aligns up with what Jesus says. But if you don't prioritize and you don't plan ahead, it won't happen. It often doesn't. And it's kind of like this jar represents your life. And without anything big added into it, it's already pretty full. And it's full with a lot of stuff that are stuff that we like and stuff that is good. And there's not a lot of room to fit in. And jeez. And when we head off through a transition, whether it's college or buying a home or having a kid, there's often not a lot of room besides the big transition that we're currently going through. There's often not enough room for all the other important things that we know we ought to put in our lives, the important and healthy things like God and church and family and all the other things that keep us healthy. And oftentimes we're forced to pick and choose which ones we fit in our life. And unfortunately, oftentimes through these transitions, God and church get thrown to the wayside and left out. But one thing, if we can learn to plan ahead and prioritize, and we insist that God in church and these other important things that we know that are important and healthy in our lives, if we plan ahead and we insist they be in our lives in addition to the large transition, a lot of times all these other things that fill up our time in our life can often fit in the same time slot that we have before. It just simply requires prioritizing and making sure that the important stuff gets in first. Plan ahead, prioritize, stay connected to a church. One of the things that helped me through college is not only being connected to a church, but finding a way to serve while you go through college or through a life transition. Churches are always looking for volunteers, big and in large ways and in small ways. And also, if you head off to college, there's opportunities like parachurch ministries like InterVarsity or college clubs like Campus Crusade for Christ, in which you can serve. But one of the ways that serving while you're going through a transition keeps your eyes focused on Jesus, it's because it helps you remember. It helps you remember the long-term mission that Jesus has called us to live for. And that's why Jesus encourages us as we go through life to always to seek his kingdom first, to keep our eyes focused on what he's called us to do. Following Jesus includes making his mission our mission, even through those transitions, which he says his mission is to seek and save the lost. So like as he took off, he encouraged us in the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations and teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. And like that's like one of the missions of our lives. And so no matter what transition you're going through, keep yourself focused on it by finding a way to serve. I remember when I was in college, I was at the time I thought I wanted to be a nurse, so I was taking prerequisites to try to get into a nursing program that was accepting 30 slots, and there was 125 applicants, and the best grades of the prerequisites got in, and one of the prerequisites that I was working on was anatomy and physiology, and it's a hard class, and I remember that as I was working through the class. I was serving inside of a youth program at the time out in California, and I was asked, as it was coming up to a date of a really big test, I was asked if I'd be willing to be one of the leaders and help bring high school students to a paintball camp for the weekend in which we were trying to introduce a lot of kids to Jesus. And I had the tug of my academics on one hand, and I had the tug of them asking me on the other, and I decided that I would prioritize the serving over my studies, even though I needed to get an A and nothing less. And I remember I went away, and I was able to, one of the few times in my life, that I was able to work ahead and plan ahead. And I remember, like, I was memorizing the muscles and bones of the body, and wrote them out on 3x5 cards and on the backside where they were located. And I went off to that weekend with a big old stack in my pocket. And I remember that as we were there, I had the stress initially of going, until once we were there, I found that between the car ride and the times in between the competitions, I ended up having plenty of time to study. And I was able to study like crazy, and I got made fun of it once. There was someone snuck a photo of me to make fun of me as I studied on the trip. But I was up on the cart waiting for the next paintball game to start, but I was memorizing the muscles and the locations of the Bible. And this is back when I had much more hair. But I look back at this, and even though I was able to get an A in the class, looking back at this, like, my A, even though it was super important to me at the time, like, I could care less now. Like, my A means nothing. But that kid that I was sitting with, who didn't know Jesus, he means everything. And, like, if the seed that I was able to plant on that trip with that kid on the cart with me, while we told him about Jesus, if that helps him put his faith in Jesus and end up in heaven one day, that's worth living for. That, like, that's our life mission right there. And in our grades in the long run, or these transitions, or our house, or all these transitions that we go through, they really don't mean nearly as much as the mission that we're called to serve in. So I encourage you, as you go through these transitions, insist on always being a part of a church. And I insist on being a part of some ministry that allows you to serve, whether big or small. And also, Proverbs 13:20 gives us one last tip if we want to keep ourselves focused on following Jesus through these transitions. Seek out someone who's good at it and spend time with them. And not just with a peer, but someone who's been there and done that and was good at it. Someone who is wise. Find a mentor. Because no matter what you're going through in life, whether it's college or you're having a kid or you're getting ready to retire, you need to have someone to debrief with. Someone who will speak truth with you when life seems complicated, to give you advice and encouragement. And you're going to find that one of the best places to find a good Christian mentor is in church or on a team that's serving God. The reality is, no matter what transition you go through, you have the ability to make sure that your feet stay on the path that God's called you out to follow. But you got to plan ahead, and you have to prioritize. We have all the tools that we need. I'll shout out to Kelly Vine real fast. If she's still in the room, she might be back serving. Oh, she's back there. But Kelly Vine is one of our graduates who was up here earlier who stands out to me as someone who went through her transitions, and it wasn't all easy, and a lot of it was hard. But she kept following Jesus, and she's still following Jesus. I told her I was a little bit upset because right before she said she's applying to a church out in California. She's trying to get a job out there with a church. And I'm like, no, we want you here. But I want all of our students and I want all of us adults to, as we go through these transitions, to be as successful as that, as that we go through it closer to Jesus rather than being further away from him. But let's pray. God, some of us can foresee some transitions coming up, and some of us are going to be surprised. But we pray that you would help us plan ahead so that we are successful at following you where you're trying to guide us and allow you to use our lives. We say all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.